If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
You've probably heard of The Troubles. Do you know that story? The wiki on it is Unionists and Loyalists, who are mostly Protestants, wanted Northern Ireland to remain within the United Kingdom. Irish nationalists and Republicans, mostly Irish Catholics, wanted Northern Ireland to leave the UK and join a united Ireland. Despite the division, the Protestants and Catholics, it was not primarily a religious war. And the reviews of the series made about that now, a 9-part series on FX, on Hulu, of the series based on the book Say Nothing, are spectacular. Esquire says, FX has turned the true story of Say Nothing into one of the best TV series of 24, a stunning blend of Derry Girls and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy that nails the tone, the pacing, and suspense of Keefe's masterpiece. All 9 episodes now available for streaming on FX and Hulu. And the showrunner is Joshua Zedimer, creator and executive producer of Say Nothing. Joshua, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Where did we find you today?
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in my house in Los Angeles right now. It's nice and cold here for a change, so that's good.
Yeah, complain about that in L.A. to somebody else, okay?
I'm happy it's cold. I like the cold I'm sitting. I'm not complaining.
Ah, got it. You're not Irish, huh? What drew you to this story? I presume you read the book, or how did you come to it?
Yeah, no, I'm an American. I'm from California, actually, which I say with some degree of embarrassment working on this project. My first job in Hollywood was writing a film about the IRA when I was about 26 or 27. I was very fortunate. I got paid to be a writer for the first time, and I was writing a film about the IRA for Leonardo DiCaprio, of all people. And the film never got made, but one of its producers, Brad Simpson, who works for a company called Color Force, he was going to produce that movie. And so flash forward about 15 years, the book Say Nothing comes out, and Brad had the rights to it. And I had done so much research into the Troubles when I was in my late 20s. He thought that I would be a good person to adapt it and bring it to create the show and bring it to the screen. And so I spent the last 5 years working on this project and only this project, trying to bring this incredible story to life.
That you know the history doesn't mean you can encapsulate the very complicated story, because it's multiple people, multiple generations, multiple factions. I'm glad that you were able to make it coherent and cohesive. And I also like how you respected the book. The opening scene in the series is the opening passage in the book. It's compelling in the book, and it comes to life the way you did it.
Yeah, there's some sequences in the show where, particularly if there are sensitive scenes, like the opening of the show, which depicts the kidnapping of Jean McConville, who's a widowed mother of 10. I think with scenes like that, I really tried to stay as close to the history as I possibly could. I knew that as an American, a huge part of the show was going to be writing Belfast dialogue without speaking in a Belfast accent myself. Mm. And that was an extensive research process that took years, honestly. But then, there are moments of the show where I feel like we're very faithful to the events that happened and to the book. And then there's other sequences in the show where I think, the show and the book sort of diverge a bit. And I like to say that the show and the book are sort of like siblings. They're different people, but they have a lot of the same DNA.
Would you say that your depiction of the events and the characters is true, or did you take some license to elaborate or make a point?
I mean, every show takes creative license. You have to take creative license. The IRA is shrouded in secrecy, so you can't possibly know what was said in each room, right, in every conversation. Yeah. There's no way of knowing. But, you know, I think in general, it's certainly a faithful adaptation. Patrick would tell you it's a faithful adaptation that gets to the spirit of the book. And I think the task for the show, which the adaptation was, I think, an extremely high degree of difficulty, anyone would say. And, you know, I wanted to create a show that was extremely authentic, down to every last granular detail, and really try to capture the spirit of Belfast in all of its contradictions. And at the same time, I wanted to make Say Nothing accessible to a global audience who had never heard of the Troubles, you know, and that was sort of the tightrope that I was walking, trying to do the project. It had to be very culturally specific and yet very accessible.
So, Joshua, what's the Troubles? What happened there? What's the story?
it's very complicated. It's intensely complicated. You had a deeply polarized society in the late 1960s. It was divided between Protestants and Catholics. The Protestants were sort of proxies for the British, and Ireland was was essentially a British colony. North of Ireland was controlled by, you know, as part of the UK, as you said in your intro. And the Protestants, many Protestants very much wanted to remain that way. And many Catholics, particularly Catholic nationalists and members of the IRA, wanted to break away, to get rid of the British and be a united Ireland. They wanted their independence. And the IRA was willing to do anything in order to get it, up to and including violence, acts of violence.
Yeah.
And so, well, basically, it's an intensely complicated history that we've tried to make accessible in the show in a way that doesn't feel like a history lesson. So I think the thing that resonates with me is, like, they've got this deeply polarized society, just as we have a deeply polarized society in America. And instead of, like, red states and blue states, they have like Catholics and Protestants. It, like you said, it's not really about religion. It's more about, like, do we want to be Irish or do we want to be English? And the simmering conflict exploded in the late 60s, like 1969, and it sort of exploded into a violent conflict. A violent sectarian conflict that then went on to last 30 years, with the British kind of like purporting to be referees, sort of like claiming to be like referees between, you know, a conflict between Catholics and Protestants. But really, the British were on the side of the Protestants because, you know, the Protestants wanted to remain part of the UK. So you essentially had these Catholic paramilitaries in the form of the IRA,
yeah,
fighting to unite the country and gain Irish independence. And then you had, like, Protestant paramilitaries, who were not depicted in the show, who were also setting bombs in the streets and, you know, fighting back, fighting to remain part of the UK. So it was this very complex, you know, very long, violent conflict along these lines.
And it's hard to get your head around, though, the principle of, it's so important to me that I'm going to set off bombs that might blow my face off. I will be blind, and I'm going to accept that, and my family will accept it, and we're going to keep fighting this cause. And the civilian casualties on both sides are half of the lives lost, but that's just the nature of the war. And I wonder if you felt like one side, did you come to sympathize more with one side or the other? And did you worry about portraying one side or another too sympathetically?
I mean, I worried the whole time. I mean, it's such a sensitive story. I worried about getting it wrong and really wrestled with my outsider status for the whole time I was writing it. I think the downside of being an outsider is that, you know, you didn't live it, and you may come in with the wrong perspective. I think at the same time, the upshot of being an outsider, at least what you would hope for, is that you can have some sort of objectivity, right? I didn't get into this with any particular axe to grind or the feeling that one side was better, more important than the other. I really tried to tell the story with as much objectivity as I could. But I suppose the difference between a book and a television show is in a TV show, you're really experiencing the world through the eyes of the characters. It's hard not to get swept up in the journey of Dollars and Marion Price, who are two Catholic sisters who join the IRA and take up arms. And they're these two idealistic kids who want to change the world and think that violence is the only way to do it.
Yep.
And when you watch a TV show, right, it's hard not to empathize. And I think you really have to watch the entire show on the whole in order to get the full scope of the emotion. Because I think probably for, you know, my own perspective isn't really as important, I think, as the viewers. And I think for a lot of viewers, there are moments when you may empathize with the sisters, and there are moments where you may think their actions are abhorrent. And what I was really trying to do was just present this extraordinary story and present the details of what happened in as authentic a way as possible. That includes giving the sisters a sense of humor, making sure the sort of like dark Irish humor of the Belfast comes through, right? So that it's not just like an incredibly dreary series. That actually, one of the things we're trying to capture is the exuberance of youth and the sort of like excitement of really trying to change the world, and then also the sort of fallout of all those decisions when the characters are in middle age and looking back on these the decisions that they made in their youth. They have like a completely different attitude towards them. So I think for me, I was really just trying to give you kind of the romance of radical politics and also the cost of those politics, really telling it through the characters' eyes and trying not to judge the characters, even if my views are completely different than theirs.
These were two badass sisters, I'll tell you. They were tough, and you know, sort of underestimated at first and then came to be revered. Joshua Zedimer, the creator and executive producer of Say Nothing, is available to stream on Hulu. Lots of texts about the book and the series, and they're all good coming in here, Joshua. John, I read the book. Interesting. Helped me understand the state of affairs there. Can't wait to watch the series. Others say similar things. It's available for streaming right now. If you're going to binge something, boy, there's a day. Joshua, it's nice to talk to you today. Thanks for visiting with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm immensely proud of the series and really hope that everybody watches.